worship our God. change to come. Knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Oh, promise you stands. Great is your faith.
Come on, church, can we give it up for our VBS jungle dancers? I'm not really sure. How good is VBS, Vacation Bible School? Are you excited? How many parents here have kids that are going to VBS? How excited are you for what I would call 3 hours of free time? Because that's really what it is. It's VBS for the kids. It's date night for you. It's go get stuff done time for you. It is such a refreshing time for our kids, but it's also for us parents. Kind of cool that we got a few nights off, you know? But we're excited to see you. Welcome to Harvest Time Church. If this is your first or second time, welcome to church. It's an honor to have you here. We pray that if you walk through the doors of our church, this place that feels like home, and just come back next week and make this your church home, because it's such an honor to have you here. We've got a couple of really exciting things that are coming up that we want to let you know about. One, next week, next Sunday is July 4th. Can I get a amen? If you love July 4th and it's just food, fireworks, friends, I mean, all of the good stuff. But the thing we want to let you know is next Sunday being July 4th, we have a couple of things that are happening. One, we are moving from 3 services on Sunday to 2 services for the summertime. That means we have 2 summertime services. That means 9 a.m. and 10:30. So if you're like, my service time is 10 o'clock, guess what? Just show up at 10. We'll have coffee and donuts for you. You can pick the best seat you want and be ready for the 10:30 service. So don't even think about 10:30. Just come at 10. Come to church early. What a novel concept, right? Come to church early, get a donut, some coffee, and be a part of the 10:30 service. If you're like, wait a second, I like the 11:30 because that gives me a little bit of time. You know what? Nobody will be here at 11:30. So you'll have all the time in the world just to hang out and pray and do a prayer walk around the block. You know, that'll be awesome. We would encourage the prayer. But 9 a.m. and 10:30. But here's the thing. Following the 10:30 service, we're going to do an all-church picnic. And this is going to be a great time. We're going to have chili dogs, hot dogs, ice cream. We're going to have lawn games. We're just going to have a lot of fun as a church family. So if you're like, you know what, I like picnics, I like food, I like Jesus, I like fun, next Sunday is going to be the best time, and we encourage you to be there, 9 a.m., 10:30. Bring a blanket. Bring something to just hang out on and enjoy just a Sunday in church. It's going to be a great day. We have a guest speaker, Pastor Nathan Finocchio, who I think, you know, Pastor Glenn, you said it best. He has a gift to challenge this generation to continue to live for Jesus against everything that may be coming against some of our younger folks. So this is going to be an incredible Sunday. You don't want to miss out on it. It's going to be a great time. Be encouraged by the word, be encouraged by fellowship, and just be ready for an incredible summer season in the life of Harvest Time Church. If you have any questions about life groups, if you have any questions about how you can get connected, be on team, any of that fun stuff, worship team, to greeting, to parking lot, whatever it is, head to the Connect desk, talk to myself, Pastor Kimmy, talk to somebody on our team. We'd love to give you information to make what could feel like a big church just feel like a small church full of people that love Jesus and are figuring out ways to grow in their faith and grow in their ability to connect with each other, but really to just be a part of what God is doing through a local church. But I want to encourage you as we give, and if you do give, thank you so much for continuing to be faithful as to what God has first given you and really trusting that through the local church, what you bring in each week or give each week online is really having an impact, not only here in Connecticut, but really around the world through the local church. If you do give, thank you so much. Can we give it up to everybody who's watching us online? We have an incredible, faithful online community that tunes in, week out, every service. If you are going to be giving, there's an envelope that you received in your handout as you walked in. You can give that way. For those that are watching online, you can click on the YouTube link that is there, that little giving link. You can give that way. You can also just really simply, it says it best, giving by text is easy. By just texting HT Church to 73256, you can do it that way. It is secure. But I want to encourage you as we give. Proverbs 11:24 says, the world of the generous gets larger and larger. Can I get an amen? The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. Not nearly as fun to say amen on that part, is it? Nobody's like, yes, get a smaller life. But here's the thing, is I've met a lot of people, and I have yet to come across somebody who has said, you know what, I really want to have a small, no-impact life. Truth is, if we are all being honest, we want to have an impact on the world around us. We want to have an impact on our family. We want to live big lives for Jesus. Des and I are teaching our kids that we live a big life. And part of living a big life is really being generous. And we recently moved into a new space that we've been blessed to be able to have a guest bedroom, which we've never had before. And we have a guest bedroom. And one of the things that Des and I have said is if we ever found a place where we could have a guest bedroom, we want to have guests be able to come and stay in that room. And what's really cool is since we've been there for 6 months, we've had multiple people stay in that guest bedroom, be a place of rest in a season, just be a place to just come and hang out as they're doing business, as they're doing life, as they're whatever it is. And I love that as we're teaching our kids, we're showing our kids, because they keep saying, how come everybody stays in that room? We're like, because we want to be a blessing. We live a big life. We want to create room for people. And that's the beauty of when we give. We are creating room for people to encounter the presence of God on a Sunday, throughout the week, around the world. So let me encourage you as you give. You are creating room for people to encounter Jesus. But not only that, you are giving yourself the opportunity to live a blessed, big life in the name of Jesus. So thank you so much for doing that. As you prepare your offering, I'm going to pray, and we're going to bless this and receive what is brought in. Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we pray for abundance. Lord, we know you are a God of abundance. You don't just make enough, Lord. You are enough. So, Father, we pray that whatever is brought in would be a blessing. Lord, that it would be a blessing to this community, Lord, to those in this house, but Lord, really to this globe around us. Father, we pray that you would supernaturally multiply it. Lord, you would do what only you can do with the things we can't even understand, but we know you still do. So, Father, we pray for abundance. Bless those that give. Lord, bring favor upon their families, upon their businesses, onto the endeavors in which you've called them to. Lord, allow their lives to flourish in ways they couldn't imagine. Lord, let them have an impact everywhere you have called them to. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. If you are going to be giving, you can head out on your way out. You're going to see two containers. You can drop it that way. Starting next week, we'll be passing containers. But while you do that, why don't you take a look at these strings?
Hi, everyone. My name is Kayla, and I serve on our worship team. We are so excited to have you here with us. This July, we are launching our Wednesday night summer pulpit series. Starting July 7th, we are going to be hearing from former HTC pastors and friends. These nights are going to be filled with worship, a message, and a time to connect. Following each service, there will be ice cream and treats outside on the patio. During our summer pulpit series, we are offering summer fun program for our kids and youth group for our teenagers. The best way to stay connected at HTC is to sign up for a Realm account. Realm is a great way to find a life group, register for upcoming events, connect with people at HTC, and give. If you have any questions about Realm, head to our Connect Desk for more information. Church, we love you and hope you have the best day ever.
He's forgiven you. He's not seeing you through that lens. He's going to be good to you.
Imagine what our church would be like if, Lord, we're here for you. It doesn't matter what song we're singing or who's preaching. God, I'm here to minister to you, and I'm going to find somebody else to minister to today.
Because when people do what Jesus tells them to do, miracles happen.
God bless you. Good morning, everyone. We're so glad that you've joined us for worship today. That was Nathan Finocchio on the screens. He's going to be our speaker next week on July 4th. It's going to be a great Sunday. We're going to honor America and give thanks to the Lord for our country. And we're going to pray for our country next week on July 4th. Nathan is especially gifted, just challenging, as Pastor Blaze mentioned, really his generation to know the Lord, to follow the Lord. And so it's going to be a great Sunday. I hope you'll be there with us. Just want to give a shout out to our young adult dinner party group that meets at our house on Tuesdays. They put this set together for Vacation Bible School, and I think they did an amazing job. And just so grateful to everybody who pitched in and helped out. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Vacation Bible School starts at, listen, we're starting at 6:30 sharp. In fact, Desi, I think we're going to start at 6:27 just because we can. So if you're bringing your kids, we have about 150 kids registered for VBS this evening. Bring the kids at 6 so you can get them registered. You can get their T-shirts, and they can be here in the sanctuary and in place, and it's going to be a really fun week. And if you know some kids, if there's some kids in your orbit, bring them to Vacation Bible School this evening. Can't tell you across the years how many adults that we've met who told us that someone took them to a Vacation Bible School and they prayed a prayer believing in Jesus as a child, and maybe they didn't come from a home where that was reinforced in their childhood years, but later on in their young adult years or their adult years, they really came into full faith in Jesus, and they know that it's because as a child, they trusted their heart to Christ. I believe in that. Do you? I absolutely believe in that. And so bring some kids to Vacation Bible School. We are incredibly blessed to have our dear friend, Pastor Judy Shaw, in the house this morning. Pastor Judy, yeah. Our friendship with Pastor Judy has stretched across almost 20 years. Judy was about 15 years old when we became friends 20 years ago. And we've had the privilege of doing international ministry together. We've been in Kenya ministering together, in Eastern Europe. Actually, we're doing these big stadium meetings in Eastern Europe, and Pastor Judy was like a rock star. All the Ukrainians are going, Judy, Judy, Judy. We've been in the Caribbean together, and a lot of times, because the Lord has blessed our ministry with some longevity and with some fruitfulness, and He's just blessed some of the things we put our hand to. I have younger ministers who seek me out, and they say, "What have been some of the things that have contributed to the fruitfulness of this house?" And one of the things I always tell them, among other things God has had us do, is from time to time we have had prophetic and apostolic people who have come and who have spoken the word of the Lord over this house and spoken God's heart, His desire, His intention. How many know the Bible says, it says, fear the Lord and live and listen to His prophets and you'll prosper. And it's been prophetic ministry, God speaking through prophetic people where He wants to take us. And we've latched onto those words. And at several very key moments across the years, Judy has come and spoken the word of the Lord into us and over us. And I just feel it's kind of significant. She was doing an event in this area this weekend. And when I knew she was going to be here, I could not let her go back to California without coming and blessing us this morning. But, this is sort of this is the close of COVID. We went to 3 services to make room for social distancing with all of the requirements of the last year. And this morning we are saying goodbye to COVID. So I feel it's significant that Judy is here with us this day. Would you stand on your feet? Give your best welcome for our friend, Pastor Judy Shaw.
Oh, come on, let's keep clapping and let's give God all the glory and the honor that's due Him, because certainly He deserves it. Come on, keep clapping. He's our friend, He's our brother, He's our sister, He's our mother, He's our father, He's our way maker, He's a doctor in the sick room, He's a lawyer in the courtroom, He's a bridge over troubled waters, He's a sanctifier, He's a deliverer, He's God all by Himself. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we just give You the glory that belongs to You, that's due to Your most precious holy name. Behold, O Israel, there is only one God, and there is only one truth for us. And we put our stake, our claim, in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. We have come together today again to be in Your presence, to hear Your word coming from Your heart through my heart to the hearts of Your people. Thank You for impartation. Thank You for infusion. Thank You for the grace, the greater grace, the greater glory that shall fall on this house, Father. I thank You for the end of a thing, and I thank You for the beginning of a new thing. Father, we put a forbid in the spirit right now to say COVID will not hit this house. We put a forbid in the spirit right now to say it's over for us, it's over. It's over because we know the promise that we have for You, and we believe Your word, and we stand on Your word, and we shall not be removed. So, Father, we thank You that You hide us behind the cross, so that You can be glorified and Your people can be edified. Let the word fall in good ground today. Let us receive the word. We are a hearing spirit. We are a believing spirit. We are a speaking spirit. And so we do hear Your word today, Father. And we thank You for caring about us and giving us the word designed for our house today. In Jesus' mighty name, let the whole house of Israel say amen. Come on, say it again. One more time. Amen. You may take your seats in the presence of God. That was a good prayer. That was a good prayer. Amen. I felt that thing. That was a good prayer. Pastor Glenn and my dear friend Denise for a long time. Yeah, I bless you. I love you guys know I love you. And listen, if you don't know me, y'all have not been coming to church. That's just it. For the last 20 years, you've just been missing in action. But we're so happy to be here all the time. Everybody knows that this is my house, amen, when I come to this part of the country. And we so bless God for the relationships. I am scared of people that have a new relationship every month. And the old relationship, I don't know where they are. They're just gone. Listen, relationships are the currency to the kingdom. Relationships are key. You need a good community. You need a safe community. You need a place where you can vibe and you're on the same frequency and you have the same DNA, that same precious like faith that you can, you know, be transparent in and that you can be vulnerable in and, you know, you can have accountability. Yeah, I don't like that word, I know. But you can have accountability in and that you are responsible to be a good friend. Amen? And it's okay if I don't like everything that you say, but I know you love me. Come on. How many parents we have in here and how many children we have in here? And sometimes we don't like our parents, but we know they love us and we know they're telling us are good. So I want to encourage you, if you're not in a good community and if you're a part of this house, you are in a good community. And then I want to encourage you to stay connected to your community and be all in. Come on, be all in. And I praise God that there's some fruitfulness and there's some rewards when you give it your all. And that's one of the commandments the Lord gives us, to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart and all of our spirit. And then love one another. Amen. It's all about love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Does anybody know the rest? It's the only thing. Oh, I'm on TV. I forgot. Okay. That there's just too little love. Yeah. Well, there's another one that said, what's love got? Okay. Ooh, amen. I'm feeling pretty good, huh, Pastor? I'm at home. This is how I act at home. I'm at home. Come on, put your hands together. Say, she is at home up in here. The word of the Lord today, a very wonderful, inspiring, and word that will give us some insight that will cause us to navigate through life just a little bit better. And I really believe that the word is supposed to come to find us and take us to a new place. Gives us illumination on what we already know, and then sometimes just pique our senses to receive something that we've never thought about in that way, a different perspective. So I say open up your ears and just kind of hear something new. And maybe the scriptures that I'll be reading that you'll be looking at on the board, you may have seen them before, but act like you see it for the first time this time and really, really dive into it. I believe, Pastor Glenn, it's really time for us to take a deep dive into the word. The Bible says the deep calleth unto the deep. And I really believe that we're living in the last days and a time where we need to have full coverage of the word. Where we should know the full assurance that God has given us all the benefits, not some of the benefits. He's given us everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness. Everything that we need, we have access to it. And I think we shouldn't live beneath our privilege. We should go for it. We should step into it. We should have some guts, and we should just say, God, if you said it, I believe it. That's it. I don't know how you're going to bring it to pass, but you didn't ask me to figure it out. You just asked me to believe. Come on, somebody. He just said, believe, and he'll do the rest. And so I want to encourage you to take on faith and let's step out in his promises. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today, stepping out in the fullness. I do know you have cars, you have homes, you buy insurance. You know, when you have a car, you can buy comprehensive, you can buy collision, you can buy, you know, enough for bodily injury of $300,000 or $100,000. And sometimes we choose the latter, and sometimes we choose the less. But I want to tell you that God is ready to give us full coverage. He wants us to buy into his best. Come on. He wants us to get the best insurance policy and not just get a little bit of God. David says, he is my portion, not a part of him, but he is the whole portion. And I praise God that we can know a God like that, that gives us access to him and access to his benefits. But he needs some believers and not just churchgoers. Not just members of a body of Christ that just give the offering and, you know, go through the motions and just do stuff mindlessly. No, I need you to believe this word. I need you to say, if he said it and if you do it, if you follow his instructions, you shall eat the good of the land. I need you to have some expectation that when you leave here, you know, oh, I'm blessed. I'm going to be blessed. If it hasn't happened now, it's on the way. I need you to elevate your faith, elevate your consciousness to a new realm, that you can live out a new realm, that you believe in something new. If God said it, I believe it. I may not have believed it last year, but this time I'm going to believe everything that God says. Hallelujah. Am I in the right house? I am in the right house, yes. And so the verse of scripture, the portion of scriptures that we're going to go to today, I'm going to read a few scriptures, and then I'm going to talk to you about those scriptures just for a minute, and then we're going to pronounce the blessing. But I'm so happy to understand that we are part of a great legacy, that we're not in this thing by ourselves, that we have a great cloud of witnesses that are saying, not only are they saying, come on, you can make it, not only are they, you know, really telling us to go for it, but we have a great cloud of witness, some forefathers of faith and some promises that come down from our spiritual inheritance, that we're not only standing on the shoulders of great men and women, but we are packing, we're carrying power and authority and an anointing and a glory that they walked in, because Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be forevermore. And if he did it then with them, he'll do it with us. Amen. The Old Testament is gone. The New Testament is gone. But now we are the Now Testament, living today, doing the great works of him. And I want to tell you that God has many things promised to us, and it's time for us to walk in that fullness. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to take the deep dive. I'm ready to see all that God has for me. And I'm ready to do what he's called me to do. Now, here's the thing. You can have security in that. And that's what I want to talk about today. The security of the faithful. The security. What can we hold on to that's true? What kind of foundation do we stand on? What can we just, give our lives for to say, I know it's true. There's one truth for me. This cannot fail. How many know that the word of God cannot fail? So there is a security when you believe the word. When you understand who you are and who God is, you can sit back and say, oh, it's going to happen. You can sit back and know that when God spoke it, he will bring it to pass. Numbers 23:19 said, God is not like man. He's not a politician. He cannot lie. Hashtag God can't lie. Hashtag God can't lie. Hashtag God can't lie. God can't lie. And so whatever he says, he wants you to know today, in the midst of a changing world, we serve an unchanging God. In the midst of a world that cannot keep promises, we serve a God who is faithful. So I'm saying to you today, the security, not only of those that are loyal, that are coming to the house of God, but the security of all those believers who know that they know that they know that they know that know that God will do exactly what he says. Full of faith. You know, you can be a believer and don't have faith. You don't have to step out in that faith that you know. You can be a believer and not execute what you know. And so where does it leave you? Just where you are. God is saying to us, I'm ready to give you this kind of reward. And if you come to me, you have to believe that I am God. I like that. God. I'm God. And like me, there is no other. And if we come to him, we must believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder to them who diligently seek him. I'm saying to you, HT, God is ready to be mega God in your life. God is ready to show you the length, the breadth, the height, the depth of his love that he has for you. And he wants you to experience that love. Can I go to my scripture? Genesis, the 15th chapter. Look on the screen and we'll see what God said to Abram. And how many know that we are the seed of Abraham? That we have that same covenant that Abraham. You got to get this. You got to know. Because sometimes when we don't know it, it leaves us in doubt. I am the seed of Father Abraham. And I have the blessing of the Father Abraham. And I have the blessing, the spiritual inheritance that God gave Abraham. It transcends and it comes down through the generation to us today. And so we have a legacy. Come on, say, I have a legacy. The way you live is the legacy that you leave. Can I say that again? That's worth saying again. The way that you live is the legacy that you will leave. Jesus left us a legacy, looking unto him who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy of what was coming, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and finished walking out why he came to this earth. Do you know who you are in the kingdom of God? Do you know the contribution that you're to leave? Do you know the assignment that's given to you? Because you, if you have a birth name, and you do, you have an assignment. And it's not your regular career. It's not that you're a wonderful mother, father, sister, brother, husband, or wife. But there's a spiritual career attached to you. You may not be a preacher, preaching like Paul. You may not be a singer, singing like the angels. But there is something that God has ordained and chosen you, called you, consecrated you, given you a blueprint for your life. I know the plans I have for you. That's what he says. He said, I know something. You may be thinking about it, but I know the plans. And that's why we have security in the Word of God. We have security in Jesus, because what we don't know, he knows. Amen. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. God had to show Abram something that he didn't know. Anybody out or anybody up for God showing you something this day or this week, showing something that you don't already know? How many know that he's always revealing? He's always moving us from one revelation to another revelation, from one realm to another realm, from glory to glory to glory. He's always releasing to us because he's interested in us advancing his kingdom. And I always say this, Pastor, I don't want to be where God was. I want to be where he is right now. I want to know what he's saying right now for me. I'm a businesswoman. I need to know what's going on, not only in the earth, but I need to know what's going on in the heavens. I need some wisdom beyond this world, because some things are going to creep up here that we don't know down here, but he knows up there. So how about me having the front, you know, the news first before anybody else get it? We have this spiritual inheritance. We have access to God. We have access to the nature of God. We have access to the wisdom of God, to the intellect of God. We have the access of everything who God is. We are that expression in the earth, and he says, it is my joy to give you me. Let's look at that scripture, finish looking at that scripture in Genesis, the 15th chapter, and look at the second verse of it. After these things, the word of the Lord. But Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing that I go childless? Will you showing me, Lord? You're showing me about an inheritance, but I don't have any children of my house. There's nobody but Eleazar of Damascus. And the next verse says, the third verse, and Abram said, look, you have given me no offspring. You have no children. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. This is God revealing to Abram something that he didn't know. He didn't know. I want to say to you, God is ready to reveal to you something that you don't know. That's a good thing. It's a greater reward. It's greater insight, but it's going to cause us to live that abundant life, and it's going to cause us to be used of God in the kingdom when he tells us there's greater gifts, there's expansion. I'm enlarging your territory. I'm causing you to know something so that you can grow and that you can move in me like it's already in your heart. There's some things we just don't know, and he's ready to reveal it to us. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven, and count the stars, if you can, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, now look where I tell you to look. Look what I'm showing you. So shall your descendants be. There's some things that are not happening in your life. There's some things that are not happening in your business. There's things that are not happening around you that you can't see them, but they're getting ready to show up. Can I prophesy that? They're getting ready to show up. There's getting ready to be some movement. God's getting ready to reveal some things that you don't know. So what I would say to you is position yourself. As we go into the second part of this year, as we get through with COVID, as we say it is over, let's see what else God is saying now. Let's see what strategy he wants to give us now. Let's see how he wants us to engineer some stuff. Let's see what he wants us to do differently. Anybody up for doing something differently? Because it's a new day. And so he begins to reveal himself time and time again. And sometimes we don't understand everything, but here's the key. The Bible says that Abraham, he believed God. He didn't understand everything, but he took God at his word, and God counted it for righteousness. When he told Abram in the 12th chapter to leave your prominent land, leave and just go. And Abraham said, well, where am I going? He said, I'll tell you as you go. There are some things we will never know until we put one foot out and another foot out, and we step out and we step out. Then God begins to reveal himself. And we think, oh, God, I'm waiting for you. He says, no, I'm waiting for you. You make the step of faith, and then I'll push you on the way. Hallelujah. And so he wants us to believe him. He wants us to take him at his word. We're looking at a thing and saying, God, I wonder if you're doing. God, I don't know what's going to happen. God, I'm waiting for my green light. I'm waiting for my green light. Listen, I'm here to tell you today, you got a green light. And green means go in the name of the Lord. Go in the power of his might. Go with the ideas he's given you. Go into a new realm of thinking and new thought, new consciousness to say, God, what else is there that you want me to know? I know I sound excited, but I am. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about your word that God has for you. I'm excited about my future. And I'm excited that God tells us in his word that let's look at the 8th verse. See what it says here. And he said, Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it? God gave him this promise. And God began to show him things, and God began to reveal things to him, and that's how he began to know. He knew because he believed. He believed God. He believed him so that he just stepped out on faith. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. That's a hard one. But that's what Abram did. And so he told Abram, he said, now, Abram, I will be your protector, I will be your provision, I will be your shield, and I will be your exceedingly great reward. He told Abram, he said, even in a time like this that we're in, fear not. I put a fear not in the spirit realm today. I put a fear not over your life. I put a fear not over your children's life. I put a fear not over whatever concerning you, and that as of today, as you hear this living word, that you will walk out of here so full of faith saying, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that God is with me. I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I say to you today that faith come alive in your heart today, because the Lord is speaking to you, telling you today that I got you. I'm your reward. I'm your shield, and there's some results when you learn how to obey me. Jesus found his spiritual inheritance. It's all about legacy. It's all about legacy. Jesus came through 42 generations because of his spiritual inheritance, because of what was already said, because of the covenant that God made. And so when you talk about legacy, you talk about covenant. And when you talk about covenant, you talk about relationship. And when you talk about relationship, you talk about connectivity. You got to stay connected, because you just can't have a covenant and you're not connected to the covenant. You just can't be numbered and not counted in. And so God is saying today, as you know that you are in covenant, this is already written. It's already written. No work. No work. Just believe. No work. Just believing that, God, that you say I'm in covenant and that I have this. This is my spiritual inheritance. That's why I'm saying to you, no matter what's going on in your life, You are not by yourself. There's a great cloud of witnesses that's behind us. There's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I could say the God of my father. My father was a man of faith. His name was Bishop Carl Roberson. And I can say, and when I get in some tight spots, and even when I'm ministering and doing laying on of hands, the signs and wonders, I can look up to the heavens and say, the God of my father, because I saw this church in its first glory. Because I saw him do great and mighty miracles. I was there. I went with him to the projects one day when a little girl that was 12 years old, when she died, and we by the time I went with him to the projects because the father said, don't call the ambulance, call pastor and let pastor come and pray for our baby. And the mother was crying. She was, no, she's dead. We gotta call the doctor, we gotta call the ambulance. And he said, no. Call Pastor Roberson. And when me and my father went to that home and maybe the 13th floor of that project, that little Mary Ann was cold as ice. She had turned, she's brown, you know, she's brown. She turned purple. She turned purple and she was cold. And my dad went in there and I was looking at her and I said, she's dead, Dad, she's dead. But the father, he was smiling. And he's saying, I'm so glad that you're here, Pastor Roberson, because I know it's going to be all right. He said, I've got faith. He said, you taught me how to have faith, and I have faith. And later on, Pastor, my dad confessed that he had to connect to his faith because at that time, he just didn't have the faith to believe that it would happen. But how many know it's connectivity? And that's what I was saying to you. You know, I might not have the faith, but if you connected to me, I can draw on your faith. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, look on us. Come on, somebody needs to be looking at you and getting some faith. Somebody ought to be looking at you and seeing that you are an expression of God's peace, an expression of God's love, an expression of God's joy, and they can begin to pick up from you, all because we all are in this thing together, and we're in a legacy. We're in a great legacy. There's a spiritual inheritance. I'm walking in it right now, and I watched my father pray for that little girl. And he prayed for her, and he said, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, come now. And when he did, and he prayed for that baby, her eyes opened up, and she began to see, and she lived, and she did not die. And I'm telling you, we can know, you can know that it's not of your power, but it's his power. You got to know that we do stand on the shoulders, but we're carrying this power and this authority. And there's some promises. We're standing on the promises on the second chapter of the book of Acts. That whole time, that whole thing about Pentecost, it didn't just happen because they were praying in the upper room. Few days? No, that was prophesied. That was already written that it was going to happen. I'm telling you some things is already written concerning your life, concerning your children's life, because God said, you are the seed of Abraham, and in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I'll multiply you, and it's not only for you, but it's for your children and your children's children, and so I've got you covered. Full coverage. He always taught, Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, that this, what I'm speaking to you now, you teach it to your children. You let them know that I'm the God that brought you out of Egypt. You teach it to your children that I'm the God that delivered you. You teach it to your children that I'm the God that when you was going to get a divorce, I kept you together. Because one day they're going to get married and want to get a divorce. And they got to know that he's a keeper. He's a promise keeper. Come on, somebody. Let them know that God is a good God. Somebody asked me the other day as I was being interviewed for a podcast. They said, you go all over the world and you preach in different countries and you do a lot of things. And if there was a message to give to the people, what one message would you give to the people? What do you really want the people to get? I said, I would like them to know that God is not who they think he is. You know what I'm saying? That God is a God. He's a covenant God. He's a loving God. He's a God of justice. But we've got the misconception of God. God is a father that have left us a great legacy. And he's just rooting us on. You can make it. He's not trying to rain on your parade. He's not telling you you made a mistake and you lost your inheritance. He said, you're making a mistake. I'll be right there to pick you back up. Come on, let's keep going. We serve a God that's saying that I gave this inheritance to the old patriarchs, but they're gone. And then I sent my son Jesus, and I gave this inheritance to him, and now he's gone. And then he left and gave that inheritance to the apostles, and there's a big dynamism that the apostles walked in power and authority, but now they're gone. And guess who's here? Guess who's here to declare this generation? Guess who's here to finish his legacy out? I'm excited about that. Guess who's here that walk in that same authority, that have the vision, that it's already written. We just take the baton and we start running, redeeming the time, reconciling the world back to God, occupying until he comes back. Yeah, I am somebody. I'm somebody in the kingdom. God bless Jesse Jackson back in the 60s, 70s when he proclaimed, I am somebody. I didn't need him to tell me I was somebody. I already know I'm somebody. Wonderfully and marvelously made in the image of God. I'm wonderfully and made in the image of God. Genesis 1:26-27, made in his likeness, made in his image. I'm somebody. He blew into me his breath of life. I am somebody. I can do more than the animals out there. I can run fast as a gazelle. I may not can be adorned like a bear, but I am somebody because he made me a living soul and he has himself in me. So when you're looking at me, you're looking at God. And when I look at you, I'm seeing God. I believe with all of my heart that I only represent the kingdom, but I am the kingdom. I am the kingdom. I believe that as God has given us his great inheritance, our spiritual inheritance is already for us to take and to walk out. David said in Psalm 16, 5 and 6, he said, the Lord is my portion. He said, he has allowed me to understand something greater. I don't just want a piece of God. I'm not just looking for the things of God. I want God. I don't just want the gift of God. I want just the creation and the stuff. I want God. Because when I got God, I have everything. When I have God and when I believe he is with me as I am with him. Same thing that he told the Apostle Paul to tell Timothy. The Apostle Paul says, there's continuity to who I am and to what came before me and who came before me. I connect myself with my ancestry, 2 Timothy. And he said to Timothy, Paul said to Timothy, he said, listen, you have a legacy. He said, you have a covenant before you got here. You got a grandmother named Lois. You have a mother named Eunice. And that same covenant, that same spiritual inheritance, you have it now. So not only do you have it, but you can walk it out. And not only do you walk it out, but here's the thing, people, you got to pass it on. You got to tell the world about this. You got to tell the world about a Savior. You have to tell the world about the love of a dying Savior. This is our spiritual legacy, that he's given us the earnest of his kingdom. And that we are in covenant with the great, big, wonderful, loving, magnificent God. And he's saying, I'm with you and I'm for you. Let's do this together. Come on, let's do this together. I take care of you. You take care of me. The living hope. The praise team is going to sing about Jesus is our living hope. Jesus is our living hope because we have a legacy. Jesus is our living hope because we still walk in covenant. Jesus is our living hope because on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is seeking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I hold and lean on Jesus' name. And this is my story. This is my song. And I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Clap your hands as the worship team come and bless you.
Come on, give the Lord a good praise in this place today. Thank you, Lord. How many of you know that the blessing, while the word of God is being spoken over us, the blessing of God is released over us? You know that? Jesus said to the disciples, he said, now you're clean through the word that I've spoken over you. While the word's being spoken over us, faith is being built in our heart. We're being lifted up. How many of you know while Pastor Judy was just speaking the truth of the word of God over us, that the Holy Spirit was moving, releasing blessing in your life, lifting you up, building your faith? That's a word to hold on to this week. Don't be afraid. I will be your shield. I will be your very great reward, and I will give you an inheritance and a legacy. Do you believe that? Do you receive that word? Amen. We're going to pray. There's coffee and donuts downstairs. You're welcome to help yourself. There's a prayer room across the foyer in that direction. If you'd like prayer for any need at all, stop by the prayer room. Pastor Ruth and our prayer teams will be happy to minister to you. Vacation Bible School starts at 6:30 this evening. We're going to start at 6:27 just because we can. So bring the kids by 6 to get them registered and in the sanctuary. It's going to be a great time. Let's pray. Father, thank you now for this time in your presence. We pray as we go our own way that the cloud of your presence will envelop us. Lord, we pray that your protection would surround us. We pray that your providence would lead us and your peace encircle us until we come together again rejoicing. And everybody said, amen. God bless you, everyone. Have a great Sunday and a great week in the Lord's presence. Bless you.